Hello, hello. Welcome back to Call Me Negotiator. And this is your host, Charlotte. And we are here every Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. And today I have a special guest called, his name is Bobby. Actually, his name is Botman, but to pronounce it easier for me, he allows me to call him Bobby, B-A-B-I. And I will let him to share his story because he is also an immigrant here and built his construction business in Vancouver, which is really impressive. So yeah, hi, Bobby.
Hello. Hello to you and hello to all your dear listeners all around the world. Yes.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you here. And I know that you did not born here, right? Like where was you born and then how did you get all the way to Vancouver? What have you experienced?
Yes, it's actually good. It's an interesting story, especially for your young listener, that they know in life it's not always the things stay the way they are. Mm-hmm. And they can change by a blink of eye. So I was born and living in Iran. Then I went for study to Austria. When I was finished, I thought, let's go back to my country and work there. Mm-hmm. When I came back, then I found out that the situation is not the same for me mm-hmm. as the other Iranian because of my religion. So after a while, the revolution happened, and then it was worse for me and all the people who were Baha'i like me. So, and then I had to skip the country with my wife and two children at the age of 7 and 10. So with the help of a smuggler, we went through Pakistan, part of Afghanistan, India, Germany, U.S., and finally to Canada.
Okay.
And we are so happy and blessed and thankful that Canada was a country that accepted us. And then we came here and we began to work, hard work, like every other immigrant, because we had to leave everything back in Iran, and we came only with three small handbags. That was that we were allowed by the smuggler to take with us. So we came here, and then we begin to work hard, opening a restaurant, then changing to a catering service. Then I went from Montreal to Santiago de Chile and opened a restaurant and a catering service there and worked there. Then I came back to Vancouver just to visit a friend before going back to Montreal. Mm-hmm. Seeing Vancouver, that was the click. I thought, okay,
yeah.
This is the place, you know, that right. I want to stay and see, because it is in Canada, and also weather-wise was easier and better to accept. So I came here, and then here again I went through a different job, different activity. I worked by myself, I worked for other people, and finally I went into the small construction, big renovation business, and then I went to the north of Vancouver Island and began over there my business, and I'm still there mm-hmm. and working. Of course, it is hard. Mm-hmm. The private sector is always hard to mm-hmm. work, but when you compare with the other blessing
right.
that you have in this new country of yours, then you see that you are really blessed.
I see. I definitely feel like very blessed to be here. I originally come from China. I feel very blessed that I was born in China as a new generation, right? So that the Chinese have this tradition or mindset that we really values education, right? So to be able to get better education, to be able to be competitive in the education field, that made me find my path. So we came here from different path. However, I wanted to start, I found like so many interesting points where we can learn from it. There's so many stages of your life, right? And each of them are very educational and can share and pass all those informations to our audiences, letting them know, oh, actually, we can find opportunities from this way, right? So I want to go back to where you get started from Iran and moving to, you mentioned about like Pakistan, India, and Germany, and other countries, and eventually Canada accept you guys. So I wanted to know that when you mentioned about those countries, did you leave there? You stay there for a while, or you just passed by and came to Canada?
Yes. No, but we had to stay there mm-hmm. until we prepare for the next planning and the next section of our skip. Because, for example, we had to stay 6 weeks in Pakistan mm-hmm. and we didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. We had to be very, very careful not to be discovered by the police because they give you back to the Iran and collect the money for things. So we had to be also a very hidden life over there. And then because of some passport formality, mm-hmm. we had to go by foot to India.
Oh, by foot, just you walk there?
Yes, we walked to India.
For how long?
For about a week.
Oh, okay.
And then we came back by plane to Karachi, Pakistan, again. Mm. Because if we didn't do that, they would discover that we are coming from Iran and we were very easy to be given back to Iran.
Oh, so you did not come here. Like, for example, I came here with student visa or work visa. So you did not come here with all this, like, planned path. You basically came here as, is that refugee or?
Exactly. We came here as a refugee. And during all our route, skipping from Iran, mm-hmm. we had a fake passport.
Oh, okay. Is that, I'm not so sure if that's allowed to say in public. I guess at this moment, it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, okay. Because otherwise I could not come with my real passport, you know, because, you know, but, you know, and we have to pretend like every other people, every other refugee, we have to prepare to be somebody else.
I see. Oh, wait. So I never know how the refugee got accepted. I know that there are some refugees accepted from Ukraine right now or nowadays. So I thought that they have like a system that select people or scrutinize people or their profile. So everything is, you know, under the sun. But seems like back then, that was like many, many years ago, you had to go with all the strategic plan.
Exactly. And the smuggler guided us what to say. The first country that we openly gave them all the fake and the right documentation mm-hmm. was Germany.
Oh.
As soon as we entered Germany, we said, okay, we are coming here. These are our fake passport. This is our real passport.
Okay.
That we were hidden. And this is the reason, because of the religion execution, we are skipping our country.
Okay.
And we are here asking for a refugee status.
I see.
Then we had to stay about 10 months there, going through the different formality, you know, that is necessary and everything. And finally, they gave us a, they call it laissez-passer. It's not a passport, but it's something that you can travel only until your situation is clear.
Okay.
But we were able to go and come back to Germany again.
Okay.
My parents were at that time in US.
Okay.
So they prepared all the paper for us to be accepted and get a green card from US. During these 10 months that we were staying in Germany, then our green card from US was ready. They sent that there, and then we came, all four of us, to US.
Okay.
With the green card. And then with the two little children, and the situation in US, what you're doing and how you're doing and all the security and all these things, we didn't know, should we stay in US or should we go back to Germany?
Oh, so you had options at the time.
Exactly. So with this laissez-passer
right.
in Germany,
okay.
we had the option to go back.
Oh, so I see. Up to the point where you arrived Germany and things start to become more legal and bright.
Certainly, certainly. And then we thought, okay, let's go to Canada and visit my brother because
okay.
I didn't see my brother for 11 years. When we came to Canada, I talked with him. I went and talked with the people and everything. And after talking with my wife and
right.
family, we said, okay, although we are able to live either in Germany or US,
right.
but Canada is the place that we want to live.
Okay, wait, I have to stop here a little bit because I want to know that because US is a popular immigrant place and Germany is a great country, but how you decided eventually Canada is the best for you guys?
Exactly. It's a good question. I had a good friend in Toronto, a
right.
German family.
Okay.
I went and I consult with them. I consult and said, look, I am able to go back to Germany. I am able to go to America. But now when I want to come to Canada, I have to fight a kind of again to be accepted because they say you have two possibility why you want to come here. What would you do? And they told me, look, we are German and we are living now in Canada.
Okay. They happen to be, you happen to talk to them because I know that there's so many German in living in Germany, but of course.
Yes.
So yeah, that sounds very convincing.
They said, here is more possibility for you and your children, and also it is easier to have a better life standard. For example, in Germany, if you want to have a home, a house, and a boat, and a car,
right.
you really, really, really have to work hard for it.
In Germany?
In Germany.
Okay.
To get it.
Uh-huh.
But here in Canada,
okay.
it is easier
relatively.
To get that.
Okay.
You know, maybe the quality is not as good as you get there because you have to go with the second hand and used one and everything, but you can have everything.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And this has a positive effect on your children that they are growing up in a situation that they have the minimum of good things and also they grow up bilingual.
Right.
With the Persian language that we wanted them to speak and not forget, you know.
Yeah.
They had then three languages.
Yes. Yes,
and this
for sure.
was good for their future. So that was all the reason. And then definitely when we want to come to Canada, you mm-hmm. know. We had to wait longer time, about 6 months.
Right.
Because they say, look, you have everything. They know why you want to come here.
Yeah.
And I had to talk with them. And I said, look, this is the future that I think my children will have in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the future that I think my children will yeah. have in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Is not as safe, especially for the youth.
Oh.
For example, my parents were living at that time near Philadelphia in okay. a good neighborhood.
Right.
But we were not allowed to send our children alone to the school. Of course, the school was only 200 meters away from our home.
Oh, why? Why not?
They said it is not safe to oh. send a 7 years and 10 years old age alone to the school.
Oh.
For this distance, we had to wait for the school bus.
Okay. Oh, so you cannot like walk there
no.
or just send them by bus. But I thought like, you know, if you're living in the nice neighborhood, then the school in that neighborhood normally are better because they're supported with a higher income families that yes. live in that neighborhood.
Exactly.
So I got confused why this.
But still, that was what we were told.
Oh.
We were also confused. How come? But they said, no, whatever it is, it is not safe for the children walk alone for 200 meters, especially when it's dark or in the afternoon. Either you have to bring them themselves, yourself,
right,
or our school bus will come and take them.
So that basically means that it could be really dangerous for the kids, even in the good neighborhood in Philadelphia.
Certainly.
Right.
Certainly.
So, I mean, I get it because I think you answered my question that I wanted to ask. Because I wanted to ask, so many people are waiting to get into the U.S. because it caught like the land of opportunities, right? And then you somehow decided, oh, I wanted to go to Canada instead. Of course, Canada is a beautiful place. That's why we're here. But I also know so many ambitious Canadians, people, they are so good. And then they, after they graduated or after they graduated from high school even, right, they went to U.S.
Exactly, yes.
So you did the opposite way. But then you presented that your reason, you think for your family, and Canada is definitely a safer place for families and kids.
Certainly. It is important to see, you know, you go to U.S.
Mm-hmm.
to make more money.
Right.
But the important things that everybody, how comfortable will you be to spend that money?
Yes, you know?
When you make a lot of money, but you are afraid to go at night out, or when you have to drive, you know, you have to lock all the doors and everything, so then you can be a millionaire. But when you don't have this comfortable way of living, you know, then our family decided, let's make less money, but live with people that we are more secure. And also, with all due respect to American, they are very nice people, very good. But Canadian are more sincere.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, I can't tell because Canadians are just very polite, right? So it's hard to tell that who is sincere, who is not, because everyone is just so well-mannered.
Yes.
So I'm still trying to figure it out. So please share with me a lot of tips to how to figure it out.
Yes, you have to talk with them and show them that you are really what you say
right.
and what you do. And also try to make them sure that you understand where you are, mm-hmm. you understand this blessing,
right.
and you want to be a part of the society.
One thing
they are very, very cautious and very is giving back to the community.
Right, right.
As soon as they see that you are trying to give back to the community
mm-hmm.
and show your appreciation, you
right,
know,
right.
Then they really take you to their heart.
Right.
And then they help. And of course, like every other country, they are part of the country that they are more warm or less, you know. For example, Montrealers, mm. all the Quebecers, you mm-hmm. know, they are much, much more warmer people.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I thought Montreal is an area that's way colder in terms of the weather, right?
No.
No?
No. And because of the weather, they are more warm.
Compared with Vancouver.
Compared to Vancouver,
okay.
yes. Because they are laughing. They are, you can connect with a Quebecois,
uh-huh.
the people from Quebec, much faster than, for example, with the people from Vancouver. You know,
oh, I didn't
a
know.
Little bit, oh, yes. They are. But, you know, all together,
yeah.
they are really, really sincere and they are helpful.
Yeah.
And they want to help you.
Yeah.
This is the reason. We saw all these things and decided we even gave our green card back.
Oh, you had to give your green card back?
Yes.
Wait, I thought you... Oh, maybe that's green card because I thought for people who are U.S. citizens or Canadian citizen, Canada citizen, you're able to hold both passports.
We didn't came to the passport.
Oh, you didn't... So you have to choose
green
one.
Green card. They choose one
okay.
and we said definitely. So we gave the...
I see. By the way, I got excited to share my opinion towards to how Vancouver people, I thought that was whole Canadian people group. But now let's just talk about Vancouver because I've only been living in the city in Canada. I feel like in Vancouver, people that I met, they're super nice, but they're definitely more introverted than people that I met in the U.S., mm-hmm. especially in New York, where I lived there for a few years. So I feel like, oh, maybe Canadians are just relatively introverted, take longer time for you to connect with them because maybe the weather is so cold. So this was how I feel. But now you talk about in Quebec, seems like it also could be a little different. But what do you, like, because after you move to this place, you start to do multiple business and you also got employed in both, like not just in one city, right? So I want to know if you find your own reason to explain why people in Vancouver are more introverted. I mean, I think they're more introverted. they might be not, but why the what is the culture here? I know it's very diverse, but it's not like you can easily hang out with everyone, right? What is the culture, and why is that in your opinion?
I believe whatever reason is, if you think about the warmth of the people,
mm-hmm.
you go from west, cold, and get warmer and warmer. More to go to the east, it gets warmer.
Oh, interesting. So Montreal is on the east?
East.
Wait, so is that only in Canada or whole North America?
No. In Canada. I'm talking about Canada.
Okay.
And then it is also the things that in some provinces,
right.
they are more immigrants
uh-huh.
came from other places
right.
and are here. And in some provinces, they are less immigrants.
Oh.
Those places that has more immigrants,
mm-hmm.
now they are Canadian, but second generation, third
right.
generation.
Right.
Those people
mm-hmm.
are understand you much better.
Oh,
they
yeah.
know.
They're related to your experience.
Exactly.
Right.
When you say, I had to leave everything and skip from my country, you know, they relate with you. They know. Because
yeah.
they put everything in Germany, and escaped and came here. They did everything in Romania.
Right. They escaped Germany. I didn't escape China. I'll still go back to China, but I know what you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. These people, you know, they know. And then they are also... The people in Canada are the, I found them, you know, they politely wait until you show them who you really are.
Oh, now I get it. Okay. So I need to perform, provide value, and just show them, contribute to the community.
Exactly.
And then they see me. So they really care about the sincerity. They really wanted to see who you are. Something like that, right?
Certainly, certainly. For example, there are some people that say, for example, here, you know, to be close to the native is a little bit difficult.
Mm.
But where I'm living, you know, there is a huge native community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I have wonderful friends among them. It took longer time, but when they saw that I am what I am showing them, then it was easier, you know. It was, but then they accepted me. And when they accept you, then they are like a brother or sister, stay with you.
Oh, please introduce me to this kind of a brother-sister community. I need them. But yeah, like, so you mentioned about the provinces that has more immigrants. They term to be warmer. So it seems like the Quebec is more like those kind of province, has more immigrants than British Columbia?
Quebec, whatever, because, you know, Quebec had a problem with the English-speaking people before, you know, and they understand that when you are in a minority and you have to fight for your rights.
I see.
This is, and then they have also many immigrants from the French-speaking African country.
Okay.
Or Asian country. For example, there are a lot of Maroc because they are speaking French and everything.
Okay.
Whoever wanted to come to Canada, mostly they go to Quebec.
I see.
From Haiti, they go to Quebec. So the Quebec is a mix culture, and they understand your difficult time, and then they are really fair when they go there. You know, they say, okay, so we are here, you know, but work as hard as I am doing,
right?
And then we go all together.
Yeah,
but if they see that you want to misuse your situation. This is not good.
I understand. I mean, I can totally relate to that because when I was in China, right, and I have harder time to understand just in university, even all my roommates or dorm mates, right? They were both from like other cities. I was in my own city, which was Chengdu. So I was the local there, although we were all in China, but I had harder time to relate to their experience. But for them, they came to a different city, they have to adapt, and then they don't have a family and friends to support them, so they have to make their new friend networks, and if they wanted to get some resources for work, for studying, they have to go look for it because they don't have the information system. But I didn't understand that. I didn't even know that they had this problem or challenge. But when I living outside of China, especially after I come to Vancouver, I started to build my career. I started to want to make more friends, understanding more, go deeper, right? And I started to relate it to all those people back then, like many, many years ago. So I do highly agree that the similar experience like immigrations, like immigrants, that really get people related to each other, that for therefore for us to be able to build that connection in a deeper level, right? But then I do have a question because I thought Vancouver is also full of people from all over the world, right? There is just a huge diverse community, but how come it's not as warm as somewhere like you mentioned like Montreal in Quebec or maybe Toronto.
Exactly. This is a very good question and very important because many